Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. You can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. On tonight, I wanted to just have a free conversation, and I wanted to speak in reference to friendship, and as well as when people speak bad to one another. We have a few rules on this line. I ask that you all do not use foul language. I also ask that you all push mute on your phones so that we cannot hear any background noises. Again, we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. Welcome to Street Talk. Okay. Like I said, on tonight I wanted to speak about people who speak ill of one another. I find it that when people are friends, they tend to say things that are hurtful to one another. And when you say things that's hurtful to one another, that tends to mess up your friendships. And if you're talking bad to one another, nobody wants to be around you. Nobody wants to deal with you. Well, I can't say nobody wants to deal with you, because, I mean, a lot of people that talk bad about each other just sit around and be with each other and just do whatever they want to do. As far as just basically saying negative things to one another, and I don't apply negativity, and I do not apply it when a person is speaking ill-natured of a person, and that's not what the Bible teaches about being friends and things of that nature. I want to first off start by saying, I want to talk about what the Bible teaches about it, first of all. Speaking ill-natured of others. In Titus 3, verses 1 through 10, it says, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasure, passing our days in malice and envy, hatred by others, and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit." And by renewal of the Holy Spirit. And it says, "Whom He poured out of His richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might not become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." And it says, "They say the saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people, but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. Now, I don't know if anybody heard anything that I said, but this is the last part of it. It said, as for a person who stirs up division after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is wrapped and warped and sinful, and he is self-condemned. That means he's condemning himself with all the with setting up all the confusion and controversy between each other and people that he that person is around. And he tells you right there in 6 that Jesus Christ, you know, basically gave himself for us, and so we shouldn't be doing those kind of things. But I don't know why people do those kind of things, but you have a lot of people that does do those kind of things, and I feel that people shouldn't carry on in such a manner. I have a couple of callers that's online. I don't know if you all were listening, but caller is 7561. Can you please introduce yourself, and caller is 5441. I thank you all for calling. Can you introduce yourself, 7561?
How you doing? I'm J-Rock.
Hey, J-Rock. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, caller is 5441. Can you introduce yourself?
Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous, how are you? I don't know if you all were on listening to what I was saying, but I was talking about how people speak ill-natured of one another and what the Bible teaches about you saying those things, you know, how people talk bad about friends and bad about families and stuff like that. They just speak bad about people because they be going through something, and they just take it out on everybody, you know, and they speak bad about things and bad about people, and you're not supposed to speak bad. You're not supposed to use your tongue to scorn other people that's around you and make them feel bad. Do anybody that's online right now have anything to say about any of those things that I spoke about?
Yeah, I feel bad because my hair ain't combed.
You say you feel what? You say you feel bad, or you feel bad because your hair is not.
Yep, and people just be talking about me, and it's done made me go bad on everybody, and I just don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You're not supposed to go bad on people because your hair is not combed, because your hair is just your hair is just hair. It's not. It's something that.
Well, for one, that's none of their business. So that's the biggest problem. People don't know how to mind their business, and that's what stirs up a lot of things like that. You know, I can see people fighting or whatever on the streets, some, and I can walk right by. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm seeing somebody hurt or a kid or something, that's different. But it's not that I don't care or nothing like that. It's just. That's them. Maybe that's their test, their path they're going down. So that's between them and God, you know. That's how I look at things now. And that's what helped me a lot, because I used to have a very bad tongue to the point to where I'll just cuss you out just for no damn reason. I'll call you pussy boys in your face.
Talk.
Oh, can't cuss? Can't cuss?
Mm-mm, you can't cuss on
okay,
street
well,
talk.
You can't. Sorry about that. Excuse me.
That's okay.
You know, but I'll call you names, you know, that's not normal. But I found out, you know, when you're doing it, it's really eating at you instead of the person that you're giving it to. And you have to learn, you know, you have to learn how to control that. Because we, just like it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, there's a Trinity in us also. When we do those things, you know what I'm saying, we're attacking our spirit in the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual realm also. You're deteriorating your spirit. Just say it like that. That's what you're doing. When you lash out at people, you say things, you're going out of character, whatever. You have to look at it. In the spiritual realm, that person is winning. You know, we got the flesh, spirit, then we have the soul. And that's what I try to do now. You know what I'm saying? You know, he tell us, let him fight for us. Because it's usually what happens, because most of the time I want to fight. But if I learn how to control my tongue and leave it be, I see God work. I see him work. And I realize that I really don't have to fight anymore or lash out at people. And don't care what people say or think about me, you know, not responding to certain things.
Yeah. I understand that, and I totally agree on what you just said about not lashing out, because you can get yourself into a whole lot of trouble lashing out just by something that a person says to you, and you can find yourself in a whole different situation after you done lashed out and they really didn't want what they, you know, put themselves into that first time, you know.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that. What do you think about that, Anonymous?
I think that's real good, but I still have to lash out. God is still working on me.
Yeah, everybody got their own fire. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little thing I say is, you know, how when you're cooking food, if you like your food well done, right, you're going to cook it till it's well done. So God is going to cook us until we're well done to how he want us to be.
All right.
Okay, so you say God is going to – okay, I get what you're saying. You're using a example of what he's going to do
metaphor.
For us.
Yeah,
a metaphor, yeah. I like that. That was
it's
a very good metaphor.
In First Peter, all faith must be tested. All faith. And
mm-hmm.
everybody has to go try. You have to, you know what I'm saying? It's mainly patience, you know what I'm saying? That's the key thing, patience. Because he's patient with us. He say he's long-suffering. So at the same time, he'll wait on us, you know, to change or to allow us to come into our part, you know what I'm saying? Until then,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, we'll see. Maybe you're not ready. Maybe he's not ready for you to be, you know, still got some cooking to do.
Yeah.
I really like how you say that
because if you look at it in that manner, then that's a very good way to put it. I agree with you on that. And I applaud you for putting it in that manner because it's a lot of people don't look at it in that manner, and you just broke it down to where people understand it. And people can understand what's going on with themselves, because like you said before, he's very patient with us. Cause I know that we've all done some things that we know that we feel like he's not gonna be happy about, because you know we all sin. But I mean, you have people nowadays to where they're turning people down that they're supposed to be comforting. You know what I'm saying? Sisters and brothers, you know what I'm saying? Family members, you know what I'm saying? Friends, the people that you call your friends, the people you consider your friends, you wouldn't dare think that they'll speak evil things towards you. You know what I'm saying? And you find yourself sometimes in situations where you hear what somebody has said about you, just walking up on it. You know what I'm saying? You don't walk up on people saying things about you. You could, like, sometimes it just started you that a person can even just open their mouth and just say some of those towards you. I mean, like, I had one friend that was saying that she had a guy that she was actually going with, you know what I'm saying, that was just lying directly to her face, you know what I'm saying? Like, what she was saying was not true, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was saying things right before her face. I mean, like she wasn't even standing there, you know what I'm saying? And when it's that close, you know what I'm saying, that's too close for comfort. What do you feel like you should do if you're in a situation like that where a person that you are with and you are loving and they're standing right in your face and telling you that you're a lie or saying something totally out of proportion, like against what you've just said? Like if you tell a person something, you know what I'm saying, you can say something right directly in a person's face. And I'm seeing nowadays that when you can say anything that you want to right in a person's face and they'll stand right there before you and tell the next person that, hey, that's not even what I'm saying. And I mean, you get that in kids and everything. You know what I'm saying? Kids will stand right before you and tell you that you a lie, like right in your face. You know what I'm saying? And they can say some things that's totally, totally hurtful and like that you wouldn't believe if they didn't even say it. Like, I mean, it'd be things, I ain't gonna say hurtful things, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people saying, speaking evil things, you know what I'm saying, just like lying for no reason, you know what I'm saying, and you don't even ask for their life, you know what I'm saying, and I mean, it's just, it's out of control, and it's happening everywhere around us, and I mean, I don't know if any of y'all have experienced it, but I know that's just, it's out of control.
I'm sure everybody pretty much experienced it, but like it says in the Bible, those days will come. It's written already that it's going to come. So that's when your patience is really supposed to kick in. You're supposed to just, like I say, it ain't so much you saying, hey, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you're supposed to keep your eye on God. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, and I ain't going to lie, I've been slipping myself. I need to get back off to my word like I should be. You know what I'm saying? But that's our food. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that needs to be fed more than anything our soul. But it's gonna get worse before it gets better. We might not be here to see it, but it's coming. It's already written. So you can't do nothing but yourself. If man still choose to follow in that direction or that path instead of changing, hey. But no matter what, everybody gotta go. And what I don't wanna do, and that was Jesus, that was his son, you know. No one enters himself, you know, through him. You got to accept Jesus in your heart. And it speaks about that. I don't want to go before the great white throne. And Jesus going to the cross and dying for us, that was his whole purpose. That was his goal. Him dying on that cross for us. He sacrificed himself for us. So at that time right there, he's saying, hey, we going to mess up. We human, man. We going to mess up. We going to do wrong, all wrong. Man, we open our eyes in the morning, we sin. Everything in this world is a sin. When we open our eyes in the morning, we are sinning then. That's a sin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm talking about, like, where it says in James, okay. We're talking about the world, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, right? We out here, we in the world, you know what I'm saying? And I want to put something into, I'm trying to bring something out, okay? Okay, in James 4, verse 11 through 12, it says, do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge. He who is able to save and to destroy, but who are you to judge your neighbor? I mean, that right there I feel is very, very deep, and we step on that every day of our lives.
That's the thing, because people ain't reading, they ain't reading the word.
Excuse me, do
the
that? The judge is okay, so I'm sorry, we cannot hear you, Anonymous. Say what you just said again, Anonymous, because we cannot hear you.
What that mean? All the judges are going to hell.
Hmm?
Are you talking about the judges as far as... Are you talking about the judges as far as...
But I'm saying... The judges in the courthouse is going to jail. I mean, going to hell.
Okay, listen.
Whoever heart ain't right.
Okay, listen what I'm saying.
I know what it's saying.
It's a judge. You can't judge nobody. All the judges is judging people.
Okay, listen. Listen to this. Okay, that's their job description. That's what they're taught to do, and that's why they tell you that the judge is the person. They've been given a license to do these things. That's their career. That's what they're chosen to do. But like in the Bible, it do say don't judge. But at the end of the day,
so that means they're going to hell too, right?
You say
don't judge.
Hold on, I get exactly what you said, because even in the Bible, it teaches you not to judge, and that's why. The courts and the government is not set up in the Bible. They don't teach you to go and do some of the things that the stuff is doing.
But we talking
how
about the Bible saying the name judge is there. So judge is a judge.
Well, okay, let me say this: you got the man. Wait. You got the man system too, and you got the Bible, you got the Word. See, if you put yourself in a situation to go up under their command, you might well say, hey, yeah, you know, you living by their law. You're supposed to live by the Word, God's law. Now, if you put yourself in a situation where you get a case, probation, and all this stuff, go to jail, prison, yeah, you living by man law then. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. They going to hell because they still judging you. They not supposed to judge you and sentence you.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right. You know, hold on. Hold on, y'all.
Like
hold
you
on.
Said,
hold
when
on.
We wake
hold
up, on. When we hold wake on, up, we sinning.
Wait,
so
Anonymous,
that
hold on.
With that.
Okay, hold
what's
on just a second, Anonymous. Hold on. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, Anonymous.
Right.
Y'all got to calm down just a second. Let me tell y'all something. That's exactly what I'm saying. In the Bible, in the law.
What's
so,
wrong with your phone?
When you solely a Christian, you said something wrong with my phone?
Yeah, you break
that
bad.
And hold on just a second. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in this is exactly what I'm saying. In the Bible, it does not teach you to get into the laws of the land and this man-made system, the worldly things. It does not teach you to do that in the Bible. That's why most Christians do not get into the government and try to deal with the laws and stuff like that. And so, if you notice, most Christians do not do that. Political things, you know what I'm saying? They don't get into politics, you know what I'm saying? The Bible don't teach you to get into politics. Politics are man-made things, worldly things. And so I agree with J-Rock when he was saying you're not supposed to, if you get yourself into that situation, then you have to go through whatever the man-made, the worldly things, the laws of the land. You know what I'm saying? Those are laws of the land.
And they
you know
can
what I'm
become
saying? And that's That's not biblical. But I mean, if the judge's heart is right with God, if they're actually praying and they're Christian people, then you want a Christian
mm-hmm.
judge so that you won't have to go through any turmoil. Because I mean, some judges may be wicked too. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you don't know. You have to pray to God. You know what I'm saying? And hope that you get a judge that's godly so that you can get some justice when you're standing before him, and depending on your situation or what crime you committed, you know what I'm saying? You know that you have to pay for, that's just like you have to pay for all your sins, you know what I'm saying? That's karma, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you do, you have to pay for, you know what I'm saying? You have to pay for your sins, you know what I'm saying? You have to do that, you know what I'm saying? Karma, you know what I'm saying? This is the way of the world, but all in all, you're supposed to know that you don't supposed to get yourself even to that point to where you have to go to jail and be judged. You know what I'm saying? But you can't break the law. You know what I'm saying? The law is set people that sin. You know what I'm saying? The people that break the law. You know what I'm saying? If there was no law, then everything would be chaotic out here because you have people that just do anything. You know what I'm saying? God gave us the right to choose whether we do wrong or right. You know what I'm saying? He gave us the mindset to choose whether we do wrong or right because you know what I'm saying? Everything in France is supposed to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? And see, that goes all
in that. Damn, they went for that job. That mean they sinning anyway. They went for that job. They went to be a
that's
judge.
That's what I'm saying.
So
they went to be that's money. You know what I'm saying? They went to go get paid to do that.
They still sin.
You know what I'm saying? That's where they work at. And so, I mean, it's up to God to forgive them for judging other people.
I'm going to get on this career. You hear me?
Go ahead and speak, J-Rock.
I'm going to get on this interstate real quick.
Okay.
I'm driving. I'm going to hit you back.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that. But I appreciate you for calling Street Talk.
I got you. I like you.
Be safe.
Bet. All right.
I love you. Okay, Anonymous, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a new caller as well at 7380. Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know if you've been on and listening to what we're speaking about on tonight. We've been on for like 25. Okay, so what do you think about?
That's
what
why,
do you think about
God said, if you go to Hebrews 4:16, and he lets you know, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need.
Okay.
And that's what he's telling you, that we all got to come boldly, you know, to the throne, to the body, to the throne of grace. So he is saying, let us. It's saying, let us, therefore, come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. So you have to come to him. That's the way everybody have to come to him boldly. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. You have to come to him and ask for forgiveness for anything that you've done. We was online. I agree with you on that. And, I mean, if you come and you ask him for forgiveness, we know that he's going to forgive us. But her question was, the judges that's inside the courthouse, they're judging, because we were speaking about people speaking illly of one another. That was the whole conversation. We were speaking about people people that's going around saying, encouraging one another, people that's speaking illly of each other. You know what I'm saying? The Bible teaches you not to speak ill of one another. And he say, I was talking about James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, where he say, do not speak evil against one another, brothers. And it says, the one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and destroy. That's talking about the creator. You know what I'm saying? That's talking about Jehovah. He's the only lawgiver. He's the ultimate judge. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what a person does, he's the ultimate judge, and he's able to save and to destroy. And it said, but who are not to judge, but who are you to judge your neighbor? It's saying basically you're not supposed to go and talk bad about another person, you know what I'm saying? And it also tells you in James 1, verses 26, it says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. That's speaking on like a person that's basically saying that, using his tongue to say that he's a positive person, but you know what I'm saying, still don't put no work behind what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you being worthless. You know what I'm saying? You basically speaking the word for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're using it for nothing.
Yeah, well, that go back to John. John, when he's telling you about the evil in your own eyes, wipe your own eyes what you see, and before you judge, see out of your eyes what you are doing, and before you judge another person.
Okay, you're talking about where it says to wipe the speck from your own eye. Like whatever you're doing, a person is not supposed to judge nobody because you're not perfect either. That's basically teaching that you're not perfect and that you're not supposed to judge nobody because you're not perfect anyway. So, I mean, who are you to judge the next person when the stuff that you're doing is wrong too? You know what I'm saying? You're not perfect either. That's what we're saying. Nobody's perfect in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect. We're in agreement on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it could speak of all. I understand what he's saying about that. But see, we all still have words to come out of our mouth that we are not supposed to say. towards one another. And that's something we have to continue to pray about, because, I mean, you can't, as long as you read the Bible and study.
What I'm saying is once you said something to somebody, you can't take that back.
You can't take it back. No, you can't take it back. And it's already said. And the things that you say, it can scar people for life. He wants you to speak. He wants you to speak worthy of your brothers and sisters, because everybody has something good in them. You can find the worstest person out there, but they still have something good about themselves, because we are God's creation.
And yeah.
Everybody have something good. I don't care. They can be the cursing person or whatever kind of person, and they still have something good in their heart that you can speak good of. Outside of putting them down, you know, and talking, trying to put them down, that person still have something in that's good.
You're saying that basically you can find some good in every person, no matter how negative that person is, or no matter what they said or done bad, you can always find something good in each and every person, because we're God's creation. I agree with you on that.
That's right. Yeah, you can always see something good in that person if you're looking at them. They are not the tough person that you think they are, and the way they are acting, you still can find some good in that person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I totally agree with you on that.
I totally agree with you on that.
I mean, because some get so caught up in this world of things to where you can hear somebody say something bad about a person. That's why I tell people that I come into contact with every day that I can't judge nobody else. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put nobody in. That's my saying. I tell people all the time, I don't have no heaven or hell to put nobody in, so I can't tell you what the next person can and can't do, and I will not tell you that. I can give you my opinion about what I think, but I mean, my opinion is no greater than the next person's opinion. It's up to you to decide those things yourself. And it's up to you. You know your relationship with God, and you know your relationship with that person. So you supposed to use your good sense that God gave you to go ahead and do whatever it is you decided that you was going to do in the first place. Because at the end of the day, my decision that I decide for you, you even think of it, it's worthless if I decide for you. And God gave you a brain just like he gave me. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's why it still goes back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who should ever perish and believe in him should not perish. It goes back to John 3:16.
It goes back to that. And what I was speaking about people being ill natured and talking bad about their brothers and sisters, I want to bring y'all. It's already getting a little late. I want to talk to y'all about
God love all of us no more than one, all the same. God loves us all the same. The sinners, he loves them too. He loves us all the same. Nobody no less, no more. He loves all of us the same love. Everybody. So
okay.
That's why
I agree with you on that. I wanted to talk to y'all about, tell y'all some more verses where I talk to y'all about taming your tongue and what God thinks about wrath. You know what I'm saying? It tells you in Colossians 3:8, it says, but now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. It tells you to put that away. That's when I say, when mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, tame your tongue. You know what I'm saying? Tame your tongue. Watch what you say to people. And it goes to
yeah, and that tongue can change too. If you talk to God about it, He can change all of that, and you will find mm-hmm. yourself speaking perfectly clear. If you ask God to guide your tongue, yeah. He will. Mm-hmm.
He will.
So
I believe
yeah.
it will. And it also states in Philippians 4:8, it says, finally, brothers, whatever, when they say brothers, they're not talking about just men, they're talking about ladies too. They're talking about everybody,
women,
you know
too.
What I'm saying? Brothers,
right.
You know what I'm saying? When they say
right.
in the Bible, talking about people in general, you know what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, everybody, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? That's, it says, finally, brothers, whatever
right.
is true, whatever is
mm-hmm.
honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. And it says, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. That's what it tells you to do. It tells you to think about all these things, you know what I'm saying, instead of thinking about all the negativity, you know what I'm saying, and things that people do. It tells you to think about all these things, whatever is whole. I'm going to say it again. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. And it's like, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things. Those are the things you're supposed to keep your mind on every day. When you wake up in the morning, these things on your mind,
mm-hmm.
you want to tell the truth. You want to talk to somebody that's good. You want to talk to somebody
yeah.
that's just. You want to show justice for all. You don't want to go out and do crazy things. You want to talk about something that's pure. You want to be around friends. You know what I'm saying? They say when you find friends, you know what I'm saying, find friends with some of these attributes. You know what I'm saying? Things that we're
uh-huh.
speaking about in Philippians 8. You know what I'm saying?
That's
wouldn't it
why
be good
you go
to
the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wouldn't
why
it be
you go to the Word and keep those words in your mind and in your heart and say them every day. And it will come to pass because you want to love everybody. God said love everybody. He's nothing but love. And when He's speaking of love, He means love everybody and treat everybody as you would treat yourself. And just like Luke 2:52, and He's talking when you speaking of that about the tongue, what He says, And Jesus increases in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So He can increase anything in wisdom and in stature and strength and in favor with God and man. You see, look, you looking at Luke, that's in Luke chapter 4, verse 52.
Uh-huh.
You understand it? When he's saying that, and Jesus increases in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So,
uh-huh.
Will increase anything. Yeah. So you have
mm-hmm.
to pray and ask. You pray and ask for increase. He will do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in what
Jesus.
You say. I believe in what you say.
Yeah, Jesus increases anything you ask. Yeah. And strength,
yeah,
everything.
I totally believe that. I believe that. Mm-hmm. We were speaking about I also wanted to talk to y'all. I want to see what y'all had to say. What do you think about what do you think that we can do to encourage people to do some of these things that we spoke about on today? Like, you know what I'm saying, to encourage people to do some positive things. What are some of the things if a person was listening and they didn't want to say nothing online? Or if they can hear your voice and they can understand the things that you're saying, what would you say to a person that was going through something to where they didn't understand why people was talking to them so crazy. Because, I mean, I've encountered some situations to where I've been around some people lately to where people been saying so many crazy things to them and negative things to them and talking to them real crazy. I mean, in relationships, you know. Relationships, you know what I'm saying? And the person that you're in a relationship with is basically tarnished, like, I'm saying negative things to you, saying hurtful things to you. I mean, this is the person that you love. This is the person that you care about. This is the person that you want to be with so bad. You know what I'm saying? And that person is basically ignoring everything that you're saying, ignoring everything that you're
saying. She on the phone, so.
Look, call at 5587. How are you on tonight?
I'm doing good.
Is your
good.
Phone up? You doing good? Would you like to introduce yourself? You don't have to say your real name. Who are you?
Sweet Pea.
Hey, Sweet Pea. We're on live speaking on Street Talk about people speaking ill-natured to one another and speaking bad about one another. And I have a couple of callers online, and we're basically encouraging each other and letting each other know what the Bible teaches about people that says bad things about one another, and you know, we're just basically just talking. You know what I'm saying? You can listen. I don't know how long you've been listening, but we have a number of us online, and we have Miss Sharon online, and she was sharing some things. Miss Sharon, would you like to tell the speak with the young lady? Say the things that you said again, so that everybody can hear what you were saying about what God teaches. The last thing you were saying about what God teaches about love and something like that. I mean, about Miss Sharon, are you there?
I don't hear nobody.
She must not be there. But I'm gonna continue to say what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back for the callers that didn't get to hear. You know what I'm saying? What I was saying about what it says. I'm going to start from where I was at the beginning. I was talking about in Titus 3, in Bible, it teaches, I was talking about how people talk about people saying ill-natured things about each other. I was talking about chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, where it says, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient.
Okay.
To be
Your
phone's in and out,
ma'am.
Yes,
my
it
phone.
Is. I'm sorry.
Can y'all hear me, ma'am? You said that earlier.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize, y'all. My phone is doing all kind of things tonight, but that's just the devil trying to make sure
Hello?
That what I'm saying to y'all,
Hello?
Y'all don't get it.
Hello?
But I know that everybody that can understand English understands what I'm saying. And but when I spoke about James, where it says, do not speak against one another, brother. The one who speaks against brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judge. And we were talking about how Miss Anonymous asked if the judges are all gonna go to hell because they're judging people. And we told her that no, the judges are not going to go to hell by judging people because that's the job that they got. We can't say that they're not going to go to hell because we don't know. But what we can say about that is that if you don't get yourself into any kind of those troubles, you know what I'm saying, Christian people don't get themselves into that kind of situation. They don't go into politics and stuff like that. That's the worldly side of things. And the law had to be set up so that everything wouldn't be so bad out here, you know what I'm saying? So the law had to be set up to where things wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be bad, but most people
right.
wouldn't even go into that because they don't care to go into that. And
right.
we was talking about how in relationships and how friends talk bad about each other, and we were saying that nobody is supposed to judge nobody and nobody is supposed to speak bad about each other. We were talking about in relationships how you can be in a relationship with somebody and that person that's right there laying next to you can speak bad to you and make you feel some type of way, and they're not supposed to use their tongue to do things like that, because your tongue is sharp, you know what I'm saying, and your tongue can say some things. People can say things to you that can hurt you forever, and people, and that person won't even know that the little small things that they're saying to you can break your whole spirit, you know what I'm saying, and break things that you're doing, and you're not supposed to do that to people. You're supposed to speak good things. And I was talking about how in the Bible it tells you to just speak good things, you know what I'm saying, to just speak whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. And it teaches you to speak about things that are excellent and worthy, and not say things that's bad and hurtful and harmful to one another. And it tells you that in Proverbs, it says, whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. You know what I'm saying? Because a person that repeats bad things, like say, for instance, if I'm talking to you on one side and I done told you something bad, you know what I'm saying, or I done said something bad about somebody, why would you go and say what I said bad to the next person? I don't feel like people should do that. If I'm having a bad day and I done said something bad to somebody, I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to even take that with me before I go. I'm going to forget that right then and there, because I know what you just said was negative, and I'm going to try to, you ain't spread that no more. Do y'all agree with me on that, or y'all disagree?
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wash that out and pray about that right then, you know, and ask for forgiveness about what you just said, whatever came out. You ask God to forgive you for that, saying that to that person right then. And then if that's wiped away, it's clean if you repent right then. But you'd be like, think about it later on, and then you're like, I shouldn't have said that to that person, you know. I shouldn't have said that to her like that or him like that. And you ask God to forgive you for that. And you have to repent of the things you say right quick, you know. And it won't, you won't think about it on and on and on and on. But that's nothing to go and repeat to no one, to tell nobody something bad about what another person says. But when you saying those things, it's actually making you sick inside, because that tongue is going, that's coming out of your mouth. That's in your flesh, in your spirit. Them things is coming out your mouth, off at the top of your tongue. That's making yourself feel bad to me. That's making you feel bad by saying those nasty words and talking bad about someone. That makes you feel bad.
I agree with you on that, because sometimes a person can say so much bad stuff to people, and then they find themselves sick to the stomach, or find themselves in like a deep problem, you know what I'm saying? Like they hurting, or all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, they sick, you know what I'm saying?
And
they don't
it's
understand
like
that's karma coming back on them.
Just like cutting yourself, making you bleed inside. You making yourself, you cutting yourself inside. Just like with a knife, cutting yourself, making yourself bleed by those words coming out your mouth like that. That's what.
Yes, it tells you right there in the Bible that you don't supposed to do those things, and when you do those things, you're gonna pay for those. It says for you not to.
Because we all know that it's not good to talk to someone like that and hurt nobody, try to hurt no one, and that stuff coming out your mouth towards that person, and that person is not talking to you like that, that's not what God, and see, that person is not hurting themselves, because they're not talking to you the way you're talking to them. That's coming out of your mouth, and it's cutting, it's making you sick, you know, that's hurting you, cutting you up, you know.
Yeah, and it's
right
here.
Right now, it says it. I know, and you know how people be saying something, and that's why I always be trying to tell people stuff that we talk about. I go to the Bible and find it, and I try to put it out there.
Just like what you just said right then, Ms. Sharon. It says right here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Let no corruptive talk come out of your mouth, but only such as as if good. But only such as is good for building up and fitting the occasion that it may give grace to those who hear it. You know what I'm saying? It says, "Let no corruption talk, no corrupted talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up." It's basically saying, don't say bad things to people that come out your mouth, because that don't only turn people down, but say things that are good to build people up, and it fits the occasion, and may give grace to others who hear it. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes you tell people all the time, don't say nothing negative to me, because while you talking negative to me, I don't have time for negative talk. My ears not even fit for those things. And if if you go into your everyday life and you're around people and you telling people that's around you, hey, don't, when people come up to you and they start talking negative, say, hey, I ain't even trying to hear that right now. Sometimes it's just good to listen so that they can get it off their chest. And when they get it off their chest, you tell them, hey, guess what? God is love. He is not the author of confusion. And so please don't share that with nobody else. And I mean, if that person gets mad at you for saying that right there, that tells you right then that they're having a bad day. You might want to just go ahead and pray for them, and right then and there. You know what I'm saying? But a person, when you tell a person something like that, and then they accept it.
But see, that's why you ask them. If they're talking to you like that, ask them, is what's good. Do you remember the good things that person did? Do you remember anything good about that person? Why are you talking like that? And I'm sure they do, but turn that around and see if they remember the good times that they remember from that person. Anything good out of that person do they remember? I started talking all the negative stuff. And let them answer that. So I'm sure they can find some good in that person when they're talking like that. They can remember the good things out of that person that they see in that person, you know?
Yeah. I apologize, y'all. My phone hung up while I was talking. I agree with you on what you said. I just caught the end part of what you're saying.
I was just saying, you know, when a person's bad talking to someone and they speaking like that, just when they get through talking and you listening, just ask them, do they remember the good things about that person? You know, what's good about them? You know, I'm sure they can tell you something about that. But you can always turn it around instead of listening at the negative. You can turn it around and put it right, yeah.
Like you said earlier, you said you can always find something good in somebody,
and
no matter who they
are. Everybody. Yes. The people calling themselves gangsters and stuff, God is the most gangster person. God is our gangster. He's the gangster. God can do all things, everything. There is no gangsters but the Lord.
I agree with you on that. I feel like God is the ultimate G. He's the ultimate G. You know what I'm saying? That's the big G. You know what I'm saying? That's the big G. You're right about that, Ms. Sharon. He's the big G.
Now, that's the real gangster. He can turn everything around and do whatever. Everything. Yeah. There's no such thing as stuff like that,
what did you say your name was? I apologize. I didn't catch your name. I had another caller online. I had a caller online, 5587. Okay. Did you have anything that you would like to say about some of the things that we're saying on the phone on tonight?
I totally agree with everything that y'all were saying. Like, you know, for us, you know, some of the stuff, you just have to pray about some of the stuff and just let it go.
We have about 5 more minutes online. And we've had a great little talk. And I totally agree with the things that most of the people has been saying on tonight. I have a couple of people that are listening that won't say nothing. I see that they put their calls on mute. And but I do appreciate everybody that called in, and some that spoke and some that didn't speak. I appreciate all y'all that call in on Friday nights from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock and speak with me on Blog Talk. And I just had to speak about people being ill-natured and speaking negativity. And I wanted to give y'all a couple of verses, you know, and I did. And I appreciate y'all for speaking on the verses because, I mean, at the end of the day, I want y'all to know that God is not the author of confusion. He do not try to have people do evil things to you. He do not. He God is love. First of all, he don't like confusion. Point blank. Period. I mean, no matter how you put it, I know we all living out here in the world, and it's everybody say it's a struggle to live out here in the world, but. Yeah. It's not a struggle to live in the world. It's the things that you choose to do as a person that makes yourself struggle. Everything that you go into do not have to be hard. It do not have to be hardcore. People, you do not have to be hard. You do not have to be hardcore. Like Ms. Sharon was saying earlier, God is the real gangster when it comes to anything because he's the only person that has a heaven or a hell to put us in, and we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing by ourselves. We have to have God in order to do anything. So we can play like we gangster, but at the end of the day, ain't nothing in this world gangster. Because I mean, God can take anything that you have away from you because He gave it and He can take it away. And I mean, that goes for as people learning to talk to people, being courteous to people, and learn to love one another. And learn to have respect for one another and learn to respect yourself. If you learn to do all these things to yourself, then you'll learn how to do it to another person. Like they say, each one teach one. And I'm very good when it comes to that, and I like for everybody else that I come into contact to learn to do that as well. And I want to say thank you all for calling us tonight, and I want you all to know that God is love. And I'm going to say one more verse out of the Bible before we go. That's chapter 6, verse 37. It says, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. That's great to know. And, I mean, it's telling you everything to do with your life is in the Bible. Ain't nothing that you can do in the world that you can hide from God because He sees everything. And, I mean, I have to know that we have to govern ourselves according in our daily lives. I don't come on here to just preach to y'all or nothing like that because I am not a preacher. This is Street Talk. I'm Ms. Reddy. I'm your host. Y'all can reach us again by dialing 310-982-4126 every Friday night. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., callers, do y'all have anything that you all would like to say on tonight? Sure. We have 2 more minutes online. Well, we have 60 seconds left.
I just wish everybody will have a blessed night.
Yes, okay. I appreciate that. I want y'all to y'all weekly days by knowing that God is love and He loves us all. And I want to say thank y'all for calling into Street Talk, and may God bless. And in Jesus' name, I want to say thank you Heavenly Father for having us on tonight, and may you please guide us and help us during our week, help us to strengthen ourselves and to learn to tame our tongues and say positive things to each other, and to learn to love one another and learn to not break each other down. As a whole, I want us to all go wholeheartedly into things. And when you're speaking of things, say things to encourage one another instead of tear each other down. In Jesus' name, I want to pray these things. Amen. Y'all have a great night.
Amen.
Thank y'all for Street Talk.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.